morning. Once again, welcome to our God's Word for Today devotional. Let me read to us our text for today, just two verses, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 to 7. And these two verses discuss or focus on the two main important characters or important elements of our Christian life, which is humility and prayer. Humility and prayer are deeply intertwined, are they not? So let me read to us our text for today in 1 Peter 5, 6 to 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Humility and prayer, they are deeply intertwined together. One can't exist without the other. Means that a humble person is also a prayerful person, or a prayerful person is a humble person, vice versa. Although humility might be mistaken as weakness today. If you're a humble person today, people might mistake you to be weak. However, in God's eyes, a humble person is very strong. Christ is humble, and in no way he was weak. Humility is the attitude that makes our prayer a right. A certain person could be prayerful, but if he is proud, his prayer is not right before the Lord. Proud heart could not pray aright before God. Only a humble person can pray rightly. Take, for example, the proud Pharisee in the Gospels. He was praying proudly. He was deceived to think that he was praying, but before the eyes of God, he was very arrogant, and his prayer was not accepted by God. In contrast, the publican was praying humbly. He cannot even lift his eyes before heaven. He was striking his breast, and he just mentioned a very simple prayer. He said, "Have mercy upon me, I'm a sinner. Have mercy upon me." He was the one who was heard by the Lord in that prayer. To be humble is by recognizing that we are before the mighty hand of God. You see, if we picture ourselves that we are just a minuscule, a dot before a vast universe, before God whom we cannot comprehend of how big he is, we cannot be proud. We will be motivated to be humble. His preeminence and power should motivate us to be humble in the same way. That a 7-foot person should feel tiny if he's standing before a skyscraper. You know, if a person who is very tall and he is standing before dwarfs, maybe he will say that, "Oh, I'm very tall," because he will compare himself with midgets, with people who are very small. But if he's standing before skyscraper, take for example, you're in the middle of the business district here in Singapore. You look around and they're just tall buildings, like 40-story, 50-story buildings, you will feel very small. In the same manner, that's how we are motivated to be humble, if we stand before the mighty hand of God. Another thing is that humility is the key towards honor. He honors the humble in due time. Solomon said, "Before destruction, a man's heart is haughty or proud, but humility comes before honor." Proverbs 18, verse 12. Now, this letter was written by Peter towards the exile to encourage them. They experienced hardships. And we all know, we experience this, that when hardships come, including persecutions or other kinds of difficulties, they must be overwhelming. They are overwhelming in many cases. And because we are overwhelmed by it, we are tempted to worry and doubt ourselves and doubt God during these times. When we see the wicked around us prospering, and we look at ourselves, we feel that we are very small, we are inferior, we are insignificant. But we should not doubt the power of God. The truth remains. It does not change the truth. Our experiences, though how bad they are, our surroundings, though how terrible they are, neither change the character of God. nor our worth in Him. So your worth, my worth, all of us, our worth is not based on our experience. It's based on our relationship with our Father. Our Father does not change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He remains the same, nor our worth has changed. Hence, we should hang on unto our confidence unto God and pray in times of difficulties. Prayer is the action that demonstrates our humility. You know, when we are humble and recognize that God is powerful, we are weak, yes. We recognize that our strength is only in God. Prayer is the action that demonstrates our recognition of our smallness, our humility, prompts us to be prayerful. God does allow heaviness to bend our knees, does he not? You see, imagine a person who is carrying a heavy burden. He cannot carry it. That's why his knees begin to shiver, shake, and then at a certain moment, he will kneel down. And in this manner, instead of retaliating and being fearful, we should be on our knees and cast all our cares unto him. Not only a few, not only some, but all our cares unto him. Cast all our cares unto him. Whatever it is, do you have a care? Do you have a concern? Whatever it is, cast all your cares upon him. Because he is not only capable, he's not only that he's powerful, but most importantly, he is committed because he's willing to help us because he cares for us. I think the most important phrase here is he cares for us. Now, he cares for us for what? Is there something good in you that God is after? Oh, there's nothing. He cares for us because he's a God of love. We are the apple of his eyes, are we not? So what does this mean for us today? Today, let's recognize that God's mighty hand is on top of everything, every situation of our lives, whatever it is. Do you have problems in your life? Do you have problems in your relationship, in your work? Whatever situation you are in, God is on top of everything. God's mighty hand is able and he's willing because he cares for us. Let's neither panic nor repulsive, but humbly submit to his control in prayer. Now, as emotional beings, we might be affected initially, but we must not be overruled or overwhelmed by fear. We must transform our fears into prayer because he promised to care for us. So as Paul said in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, and let me read what he writes here. Let's not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Don't worry about anything, but bring everything. Cast all your cares upon him with thanksgiving. And the promise of God is this. Today, if you do this, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your words today. Thank you for this promise that we can cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. Thank you that we don't need to worry and panic. Thank you that we can recognize that we are really small. We can recognize that we are really, really weak. And that when we recognize that we are weak, we will be motivated to cling unto you humbly in prayer. And that will become strong. Thank you, Lord, that this promise we can claim today. Whatever the challenges that your people are facing today, Lord, maybe somebody or a few who are listening right now, Lord, in this podcast, in this devotional, who have some struggles in life. Lord, use this word to encourage their hearts. Let it be that you will replace their fears and worries and anxieties with peace in their hearts. And I claim this in the name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen.